Hi, friend. I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings, translated into American English, at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. My email address is waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this society is dead ahead of us. The coming wonderful future world is near at hand. Today is July 2nd, 2026. That is, according to the inspired solar lunar calendar, Tammuz 17/57/87, we are beginning in the book of Jonah. It is an important document, very important document for us to grasp and understand today's events. So we'll begin in Jonah. That is read every Yom Kippur, which is the phonetic wording for covering day. And Jonah means dove. There actually is a double meaning. And the word also means vexer. Interestingly, he was both a very kind man to warn and a very much evil-doing or wrong-doing man that is somewhat perplexing until you realize we're all like this. We're all full of faults, full of flaws. I sure am. All right, let's begin in verse 1, chapter 1. Its phonetic sound here is really Yonah. Okay. In verse 1, it starts, Eternal Originator's statement, that is, Yahweh's statement, was to Originator confirmed son, dove, conveying. Yonah means dove. Verse 2, you must arise. So this is what Supreme told him. You must go to Rebel City. That was a great city in the northern areas there of that region, to Rebel City, the great city. You must cry out against it. You must tell them what's wrong. Now, this was not a part of Israel or Judah. In fact, when you consider the nine nations of Israel and the four nations of Judah, it was also not a part of the 12 Arab states that came down from Abraham, or nor a part of the people of Esau. Nor was this a part of the sons of Abraham, sons and daughters of Abraham, who came through Keturah. Their evil ascends to my faces. These were people who were dead set against people that Supreme had chosen to work with, namely Israel and Judah. Verse 3, dove arose to escape to white dove. White dove is an actual location. He wanted to get away from whatever Supreme wanted him to do. I guess all of us are sort of like that. We're escape artists. I know Supreme began working with me over 80 years ago, and I sure took a circuitous route to what I'm doing today. It is important to understand that and to grasp. We are needing to follow whatever Supreme states. And that is exactly what this man was not about to do. He had no real interest in following Supreme. In other words, to him, Supreme wasn't Supreme. But, you know, the old me, myself, and I were Supreme. So Dove rose and went to White Dove from Eternal Originator's Faces. He went down to Beautiful. That's Seacoast area, Joppa. He found a floater going down to White Dove. That's interesting. It gave its fare. He gave its fare, excuse me. He went down in it to go with them to White Dove from Eternal Originator's Faces. He was doing the exact opposite of what Supreme had told him to do. He was rebelling, and that's what Supreme wanted him to do, that is to tell these rebellious people not to rebel. And so he didn't want to do it, and he defied Supreme and did the opposite of what Supreme had stated to him was to be done. We are a stubborn and rebellious people. Maybe you aren't, but I know I am. And I'm not going to try to pin the tail on the donkey, because I can tell you I am guilty as charged. And I have done things wrong. I have a problem with doing things the way Supreme wants me to do them. I guess many of us are like that. We need to straighten out our lives and be renovated by him. Anything short of that is doom and death. So verse 4 says, Eternal Originator threw a great wind on the river. Wow. This was probably the Euphrates River, as it is a very great river. Eternal Originator, that is Yahweh, threw a great wind on the river. A great storm was on the river. So here, the storm was occurring, and it was a strong storm, very great. It's hard to understand how these things make us very vulnerable when we're on land or on water, especially on water. So the people and the ship was considered to be breaking apart. The sailors feared. They each called to their mighty ones for help. That was to their demons. We're all religious, and that means we worship demons. Of course, if we worship Supreme, I don't think we'll be religious. We won't be in touch with demons. We won't listen to demons. Although apparently Dove worshiped Supreme, but he did listen to demons. Or maybe this was just the chief demon here. I don't know. They threw the items that were in the ship into the river to make it lighter. Wow. That's a lot of serious action there. They made it lighter. Dove had gone down to the extremities of the ship. He was lying down. He was fast asleep. He didn't even know what was happening. Verse 6, the main shipmaster came to him. He said to him, "Why are you fast asleep? You must arise. We must call to your most powerful for help. Perhaps most powerful will think about us. we might not perish. Consider them. Yeah, I think he would, but he was obviously punishing this man, and they began to realize that. Verse 7. They said each to his fellow, "You must go. We will throw pebbles." That's not throw stones at this man, but rather they used pebbles to find out what was really happening. "We will know whose this mystery is for us." Whose this mystery for us is, that is, who's causing it. They threw pebbles. The pebble fell on Dove. So it was Jonah. Verse 8, they said to him, "Will you please make known to us why this misery is for us? What is your occupation? From where have you come? What is your country? From what people are you?" And he said to them, "I am one from beyond." Well, we're not talking about an alien or a freak from outer space or some demonic nonsense here. This is a very important word to grasp. We need to realize this word is very significant even for us today. The word is Hebrew. Why do I say that its meaning, that's the phonetic sound, is one from beyond? Because that's precisely what it is. It's referring from one beyond, like from one beyond the area there, like he would be then an outsider. It was a way that distinguished Israel, one from beyond, that is, the other side, probably referring to the Euphrates. They had come that way and come to the west. Now he was there, and he had gone to the seaport, got on the first ship sailing another direction. So he explains, "I am one from beyond," or the word phonetically in Hebrew. "I fear eternal originator, infinite, most powerful." So he differentiated right away from their puny little demons that were mighty ones. They called them mighty ones, but they weren't. That it was the infinite, most powerful, that is the one I worship, and he is the only one I worship. That is the one who I call my Father, who made the sea and dry land. He had created the universe. Verse 10, the men feared greatly. They said to him, "Why, what is this you've done?" They recognized that he was full of rebellion and something evil was going on here. The men knew he had fled from eternal originator's faces. He had made it known to them. So they knew this guy was a troublemaker, a wrongdoer. And I guess is why some take the meaning of his name Jonah to mean dove, and sometimes they take it to mean troublemaker or wrongdoer. He sure made trouble for these guys. Verse 11, they said to him, "What are we to do to you that the mighty river will be quiet on behalf of us?" The mighty river was growing and raging. 12, he said to them, "You must lift me and hurl me into the river." Now, they didn't want to do that, but he was absolutely right. He was good for nothing, and they needed to get rid of him. "The river will be quiet on behalf of you. I know on account of me, the great storm is on you." Verse 13, the men rowed to turn to dry land and could not. They tried to do something else. Land wasn't far away, but they weren't able to achieve it. The river was growing and raging against them. Verse 14, they called to eternal originator, said, "Eternal originator, will you please have us not perish with the person of this man?" They were hoping for action from Supreme, when it was going to take action from this evil man who had chosen to do evil. In a world like this man, we shouldn't look down on him. So verse 15, you must not give innocent bloods on us, eternal originator. You accomplish as you take pleasure. Verse 15, they lifted up and hurled him into the mighty river. The mighty river ceased and immediately stopped the wind and the water. It stood or ceased from its storming, so there was no water or air. Just immediately it ceased. Does this remind you of anything? It should, because this is a direct tie into the newer writings that would come after this time. Verse 16, the men were greatly awed. They realized this was the right thing to do. They slaughtered two eternal originators, these pagans worshiping supreme. Really, what an interesting moment here. They promised, we'll do anything to please you, in other words. But that was an empty promise. That's the way we are. We're hopeless. We're helpless. We need supreme to renovate us. We'll get to that in a minute here. Verse 17, eternal originator prepared a great fish. Oh, what's a great fish? Is that a whale? Is this a whale of a tail? No, he didn't make a whale. It's a great fish. He made something different from what it has been and is currently in the sea. He made a great fish to swallow dove. That's deadly, you know. You're swallowed by a fish, you have no air to breathe. Dove was in the inner parts of the fish 3 days and three nights. Now, that's another interesting equation, isn't it? Because there was a dead man a little later in history who was 3 days and three nights. And then he came back to life too. Well, will this guy come back to life? I'm sorry. This is the end of chapter one. I'll have to get you in tune with that in the near future when we discuss chapter two, perhaps tomorrow. I'll see if I'm able to do that. I will do that. Only if I am curtailed will I not do that. All right, let's go to the final conclusion here in my remarks to you. We must flee idolatry. We must flee immorality. We must flee deceiving. Jonah was very deceitful, or Dove was very deceitful. He was doing wrong. We must flee coveting. We must flee dishonoring our parents. We must flee stealing. We must flee murdering. There are so many aspects of what we do wrong. And we seem to not even realize it. We must flee preferring anyone to supreme. We must flee imaging supreme or having images intended for worship, whether they're pictures or statues. We must flee mishandling or disrespecting supreme's authority. We must flee failing to focus on or identify supreme correctly. So there, I guess I've said it all, and we can conclude today. I will say in conclusion, we must be being renovated now, being converted or changed right now, or we will die. Friends, I hope you choose life.